Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Men are commanded to dwell with their wives according to knowledge. That knowledge encompasses at least two major ideas. We must know the nature of the marriage relationship, and we must know the nature of female human beings. The very best source of information about marriage and the family is the Bible, God's inspired marriage and family manual. The Bible discusses human relationships, including marriage and parenthood, from two different angles. It provides specific directions for husbands, for wives, for parents, and for children. We are examining some of the specific regulations in 1 Peter 3. But the Bible also gives us generic or universal principles to guide us in all human relationships. For example, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." Philippians 2:4. If that biblical injunction were practiced every day by husbands and by wives, would it not make a world of difference in the happiness and permanence of marriages? There are some excellent books on the market which help us to make an application of the Bible's teaching to our marriages. I think especially of Dr. James Dobson's outstanding book, What Wives Wish Their Husbands Knew About Women. Dr. Dobson helps husbands to know about their wife's needs, desires, appetites, and behavior. You may not agree with all Dr. Dobson says, but you will find considerable help in this and other books he has written. His book, Straight Talk to Men and Their Wives, is another source of information for married people. In addition to God's book and other books on marriage and the family, there are many successful wives and husbands who are willing and eager to help young couples to have strong and stable marriages. Young people can learn so much from some of these older couples who have been married 40 or 50 or 60 years. Parents should set good examples of what being married partners means. Are we providing the knowledge our young men need to prepare for the enormous responsibility of being a husband? What is the church you attend doing to help strengthen marriages? Let me make a few suggestions which ought to be useful in getting our young people ready for marriage. The primary obligation rests on the shoulders of the parents. God charged parents to bring their children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. The word nurture should be translated discipline. Discipline includes the whole training of a child. If a boy needs to know what it means to be married, then his parents have a sacred obligation to give him the right information and the right attitudes. Churches should have regular classes dealing with every phase of marriage in the family. Young people need to be taught about their bodies, about human sexuality, about the rearing of children, about courtship, and mate selection. If we fail to instruct our children about the beauty and the holiness of the marriage relationship, we are not preparing them for a good marriage. We are preparing them for failure. Besides, we are failing our Lord. He has given parents instruction about the rearing of children. Bring up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. If husbands are going to dwell with their wives according to knowledge, someone must help our boys to understand what that means and how to apply their knowledge to their marriages. The family is in deep trouble in the United States. Some of the trouble stems from the neglect on the part of parents and the churches to get our young people ready for marriage. May God help us to teach our young people and to be good examples before them. I urge you to think seriously about what the Bible says to husbands and to wives, and to abide by God's law. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.